newness of life, hallelujah. He thought we were worth saving, hallelujah. And I give God glory, honor, and praise this morning because he's an awesome God. Is he an awesome God? Is he awesome this morning? Is he awesome in your life this morning? Hallelujah. Oh, God is an awesome God. Woo! Thank you, Colin. You know that's my favorite. Because he did think I was worth saving. I didn't even think I was worth saving. Amen? But God thought I was worth saving. So he came and picked me up. Hallelujah. Changed my life. Hallelujah. Turned me around. Hallelujah. Made a new woman out of me. I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. You ought to knew me when. But you didn't know me when. You know me now. Amen. But I can tell you, he brought me a long ways. And he did a whole lot in my life. He cleaned me up inside. So I could be free. And I'm going to tell everybody I know. Hallelujah. You know that. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. Father, we praise you and we thank you for this wonderful day. You really, really, really are an awesome God. You really, really, really are a wonderful Father. The blessed daddy anyone could ever have. Lord, we thank you today that you love us so much. We thank you, hallelujah, where you brought us from, where you have us now, but where you're taking us to. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, I just decree blessings on all of your children that are here today, Lord. Lord, that they know without a doubt that you found them worthy, Lord. Father, that you found them in right standing with you. And Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for another Sunday. We truly lift up Pastor and his family, Lord. Thank you for being with them. Thank you for giving them peace in the midst of their storm. Father, we also thank you for taking Mommy home. We know that she's with you this morning. And Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise as long as we know where we're going, we can be all right. And Father, because we have accepted Jesus as the Lord of our lives, we know that we got a place in your kingdom. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. He really, 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 he really is an awesome God. He really is an awesome God. And my message today will be short because this is not my Sunday. But the thing God wanted me to let you know is God is in our midst. God is right here in our midst. God is here. He's not up there. He's not over there. God is in our midst. Do we come to church realizing that we're coming, we're bringing God with us, but we're coming in the presence of God. The Lord thy God is in our midst. Not just at church, but at home, on our job, wherever we are, God is in our midst. If we would realize that God is with us always, there'll be no fear, there'll be no anxiety, be no sin. Oops. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Because if we really realize that God is with us, we're going to act like he is the most holy and righteous God, the one that created this heaven and the earth, formed us in our mother's womb, took time to individually make us. He didn't clone a whole lot of people together. He knew me personally. He knew you personally. He fixed you the way you are. God didn't make no mistakes when he created us, when he made us, when he formed us. He didn't make no mistakes. But God is in our midst. God is our help in times of trouble. God is our help in the good time and in the bad time. Sometimes we think we got to go so far to find God, or we got to get down on our knees and just scream and holler. No. All we got to do is know that God is in our midst. that we are always in the presence of God. You know, even sinners are in the presence of God. And he allowed them to go on and on and on. But after a while, when he pulled the hedge back, they will know. But we're not sinners. We have sinned. And we've saved by God's grace. Hallelujah. Even if you make a mistake, which is sin, Jesus paid the price a long time ago just for that sin. Just for the one that you're going to do tomorrow if you choose to sin. See, it's a choice. We can choose to live right or we can choose to live wrong. We can choose to honor God with all that's in us. It's a choice we make. But you know something? God loves us because of, in spite of, when we make bad choices, he loves us because God is the God of the mountain and God is the God of the valley. He loves us in the good times and he loves us in the bad times. And all the time we think the times are bad, they're not that bad. God just trying to bring us to a place of total reliance on him. I can say it, total reliance on him. God is just trying to fix us so that when we see Jesus, we truly will look like Jesus. But you know, we got to start looking like him down here. Can't wait to get to heaven. Somebody got to see the Jesus in you. Hallelujah. Somebody got to see the God in you because he's always with you. Now, if nobody ever sees the God in you, I wonder if he's with you. No, he is. But what side is he on? Is he on the right side, the good side, or the bad side? God is in our midst. Amen. According to the word of God, in this day and time, men are called it right wrong and wrong right. But we don't have to do the wrong. We know better. Don't we know better? We talked this morning in the Bible. This is our direction. You got to get in the word of God. And you got to line your life up with the word of God. But if you say, well, I'm young now. You know, I got plenty of time for that. I don't know, honeys. I don't know. Time is winding down. And some young people went home last week. Yeah, some old folks went home too. But young people going. So let's not get to a place where we got time. Jesus said, don't let me come find you without faith. Don't let me come find you sleeping, right? Let's be ready because God is with us always. Don't take a chance on your salvation. It really grieves my heart when I see people taking a chance on their salvation saying, I got time. Well, I don't have to do this. Listen, if I got to do what God say, and I know I'm old as dirt, then you all got to do what God say, amen? God does not have any respect of person. He don't say, Mama Scott, because you old, you got to do it. But let's see some young folk. Angelica. That's what you get for shaking. You don't have to do it because you got plenty of time. You're not old as Mama Scott. Some people never going to get old as Mama Scott. You know? So the thing is, we got to realize that God is with us all the time. And if you honestly realize that God's with you, some of the things you do, you wouldn't do. Amen. Ain't that right? Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Amen. Some of the things you say, you wouldn't say. Some of the places you go, you wouldn't go to. If you realize you are taking Jesus with you everywhere you go. He's hearing everything you say. Sometimes we think God is deaf, blind, dumb. Don't see nothing. Don't we do. God, I can hide if I get behind this table with all these bottles on it. You can't see me. No. That's not God. God sees everything. And I thank God. Don't you thank God that he does? That's why he can protect us everywhere we go. I listened to a baby girl here. She had an accident, but she's sitting here this morning. Amen. How many in here have ever had an accident? Good grief, children. But you're here this morning. You know why? Because God was with you. He was in the midst of the accident. He was in the midst of the highway. He said, angels, go. Don't let that car hit so hard. You know, that's the kind of God we serve. If you really, 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 really know his love for you and know without a doubt he's always with you, you would be so joyous. That's why we're going to praise God a little bit in a little while, because I don't have a lot to say. I just want to say that God is with you. But I do have a couple of scriptures. And if I don't stop talking, I'll never get to it. How many know I love to talk? Yeah, that's bad. Y'all ought to be shaming yourself. Antoine, thank you for not raising your hand. But I know you were thanking it. Oh, she was. She oh, thank you, baby, for at least giving me one. Okay, Zephaniah 3. Zephaniah 3 and 17. I'm going to start at 16. On the day of the Lord, on that day, and I'm reading from the Living Bible. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, cheer up, don't be afraid, for the Lord your God has arrived to live among you. The Lord thy God is in your midst. The same thing he tells to Jerusalem, to Israel, to the Jewish people, he's telling to us. Because we've been engrafted in the family. Hallelujah. God has the right to live among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will give you victory. He will rejoice over you in great gladness. Listen to that. God, we always rejoicing over God. But this word says he will rejoice over us. Amen. In great victory. He will rejoice over you in great gladness. He will love you and not accuse you. I might accuse you, but God doesn't accuse us. Amen. God just give us opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to get it right. You know something? God just loves us. He loves us through our mess. He loves us in our mess. And he loves us when we get out of our mess. Amen. Hallelujah. Is that a joyous cry I hear? No, it is the Lord himself exalting over you in happy songs. This word tells me that God is going to sing over me. And that he's singing over me. That when I'm doing what he wants me to do, and it really didn't say when I was doing what he still loves me. Because God knows who's coming to him, and he knows who's not coming to him. But he gives everybody an opportunity. Amen? Exodus 33. And 12. Says, Moses talked to God face to face, just like a man, just like a friend. That's up above 33, above 12. Moses talked there with the Lord and said to him, you have been telling me, take these people to the promised land, but you haven't told me whom you have sent with me. You say you are my friend and that I have found favor before you. Please, if this is really so, guide me clearly across the way you want me to travel so that I will understand you and walk acceptably before you. But don't forget that this nation is your people. You are God's people. And the Lord replied, I myself will go with you and give you success. God is with us. You don't have to worry about the people next door. You don't have to worry. You really don't have to worry about your boss. If you go in and do what you're supposed to do and be joyous in doing what you're supposed to do and represent Jesus in him, you don't have to worry about him. I don't care how nasty he is. I don't care how nasty your coworkers is. God is in the midst of that workplace. You hear what I'm saying? And he promised that he would give you good success. He said, good success. I'll give you good success. God is in your midst. Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a tested help in times of trouble. He's with us in good times and in the bad times, amen? And so we need not fear, even if the world blow up and the mountains crumble into the sea. Colin, you're fine. Amen? Do not fear. Do not be concerned. The most pleasant ride you can have is on an airplane. Go on there just with confidence in Jesus. Yes. Let the ocean roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble. There is a river of joy flowing through the city of our God, the sacred home of the God above all gods. God himself is living in that city. Therefore, it stands unmoved despite the turmoil everywhere. This is where we're living. It's mess all over the place. But God is still in control. Amen? Amen? We say the world is falling down. No, the world's not going to fall down. And people say, at the end of this world, world is not going to end. God said, world without end. World without end. He's going to straighten it up in the fullness of time. And we're going to be with him when he straightens it up. Amen? Amen. God himself is living in that city. Therefore, it stayed unmoved despite the turmoil everywhere. He will not delay his help. The nations rank and rave in anger. But when God speaks, the earth melts in submission and kingdoms teeter into ruins. The commander of the armies of heaven is here among us. God, I want everybody just stop thinking about anything except Jesus for a minute. Recognize that God is right here. He's right here. A lot of time we come to church, we just come to church to come to church. But God is in our midst. He's here to bring healings. He's here to bring deliverance. But we don't see no miracles of God. Know why? We ain't looking for him. We don't realize that he really is here. But it's time for us to get right with God. It's time for us to know who God really is. The Most High, the Almighty, the One, the True, the Living God, the God above all gods. He is here, and he is here. Amen? When you leave out of here, he's here. Wherever you go, he's here. Amen? The commander of the armies of heaven is here among us. He, the God of Jacob, has come to rescue us. Come see the glorious things that our God does, how he brings ruin upon the world. Uh-oh. We always giving that to the enemy. Yeah, the enemy's hanging in it. But God allows stuff to break there. He allows evil to come. Because if he allows evil to come, then he want to know if we whose side we going to be on. Are we going to be on the righteous or the unrighteous? Amen? Hallelujah. Come and see the glorious things that our God does. How he brings ruin upon the world that and calls walls to end throughout the earth, breaking and burning every weapon. Stand still. Know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation in the world. The commander of the heaven armies is here among us. He, the God of Jacob, has come to rescue us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You know, when the world looked like it's turned upside down, when everything seems like it's falling down around us, sometimes everything seems like it's falling down around us. But God is the lifter of our head. He's the one that's going to bring us through. He's the one that ordained us and you to be here this morning. Do you know before the foundation of the earth, God knew you'd be sitting here this May the 29th? That's the kind of God we serve. He knows everything. But all he asks us to do is love him unconditionally. Just love him unconditionally because he's in our midst. A little warm. So all we have to do is keep focus on Jesus. I know everybody in here has accepted Jesus as the Lord of their life. Now, some of us might have accepted him as Savior. He's the Savior whether you accept him or not. He's the Savior of the world. But to make him Lord of your life is something different. That means nothing comes before him. Nothing comes before what he wants for you. Your children don't come before that. Your grandchildren, your husband, your wife. Nobody comes before Jesus when you make him Lord of your life. So think about it as you meditate that God is right here. If you have not made Jesus Lord of your life, today is the time. Don't just take him as Savior. Yes, he is Savior. He's Savior of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. But we have to make him Lord of our life. Amen? God is in our midst today, and he's here to bring healings. He's here to bring deliverance. He's here to bring salvation. Hallelujah. And this is a good day. And you will. The Lord thy God, he's in the midst.